got to get my recorder set here. I've got a little song lyrics I'm going to read to you this morning. You're off the hook. I'm not going to sing it. This song is really not appropriate to be sung in church, and maybe parts of it not appropriate to be spoken in church. I got you listening now, don't I? So y'all forgive me in advance if any of it offends you, but there is a message in it. The title of this song, performed by a country western singer named Toby Keith once, goes like this, the lyrics does. We talk about your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes, and even the run in your hose. And God knows we talk about your clothes. You know, talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about I want to talk about what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. And God's people said, amen. Haven't we all been there? We understand the call. We hear the reading in our scripture today where Paul commissions us to talk about you, to think about you, to serve you. Someone outside of me, right? But we sympathize with the words of this prophet of current times, Toby Keith, who says, every once in a while, can it be about me sometimes? Paul challenges us and moves us. In a more prophetic way, he says this, think of the other you as being greater than the self. Humble ourselves, that's the word he uses. And then he tricks us, doesn't he? As Christian people, he pulls out that wild card that sometimes we don't want to hear, because he backs it up of why we should treat others with the highest honor, why we should lift up others above ourselves. He gets sneaky and he tells us that Jesus the Christ did that very same thing. He uses these eloquent words. I love this passage of scripture where Paul says that Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not exalt himself. He didn't lift himself up, but in humility he emptied himself. He lowered himself, Paul says here, to the form of a human, and humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. And Paul challenges us to live out this same call to humility. So why do we as people of faith embrace the call to be humble? Well, when we get down to it, Paul in his sneaky example here reminds us that if we're going to call ourselves Christians, well, we need to act like Christ, don't we? In the words of Holy Scripture, we need to be Christ to the world. That was Jesus' call to us. He said, I'm going to the Father, and you're going to do even greater things than me, because you will be my hands and my feet to a world that needs my embrace. and yearns to receive my love. So we empty ourselves in the spirit of Paul and in the mission and example of Jesus, Son of God, on earth. That's the call. It's not always easy. It's not always inspiring. And I found in this text today in preparation words from Paul that I'd never really reflected on before. Here in verse 2, as he calls us to humility, he says, if you've been encouraged with God's love, with the example of Jesus, with his consolation, with love, if we've received these things, hear what Paul says in verse 2. He says, make my joy complete by being the same way, by sharing what you've been given. But isn't it surprising that Paul words it that way? He says, it makes my joy complete when you serve the other. It seems that, and in essence, Paul here is embodying that call to think of the other, because he's saying, it makes me joyful when you love others. He's not calling us to serve him, Paul, the leader in the church. He's saying, serve the one out there. Even in his call for humility, he humbles himself. Paul says, it's not about me, but I get joy as the leader of the church when I see you, church, serving those around you. Not serving me, Paul, but serving your brother and sister in need who needs to see and experience the love of Christ. Wow. He says, that's what gives me joy. Not you serving me, but you serving the world and living out Christ, his reflection, his image to all around. Boy, I'm really feeling guilty as I get further on this sermon. I just can't certainly live in the spirit of humility of Jesus, embracing the cross. And I even struggle with Paul's call to live for others and searching to find joy to make someone else happy. That's the call. That's the embodiment of what it means to be Christian people. I've shared this reflection with you before, but it's too good not to be repeated. It must be said again. I've spoken with some of you before about Moses. Moses, the great leader of the people Israel. And what was it Moses must have had that made him so successful? To be able to lead people, influence people, inspire people. Moses must have had it together, right, church? We consider the call of this text today, and let's put it in practical sense, can we? I know you're out there. You're trying to make a living. You're trying to lead students in class. You're trying to run a family. You're trying to do the day-to-day things of life, and then you get in a sermon in a worship setting on this day, and the preacher says you got to be humble, and you start wrestling with that and say, gosh, Jody, if I'm humble, this world's going to chew me up and spit me out. I know that's what I need to do on Sunday, but the other days of the week I got to make a living. I've got to hold those students accountable. I've got to deal with this crazy family of mine. I can't be humble all the time in the real world. Maybe that's your call and struggle today. Well, let's meet Moses again. Moses was living in the real world. Moses had to somehow inspire this group of people, his family, to move from their isolation into restoration as children of God. So he must have had some real life skills. What was it that Moses possessed to lead people? The book of Numbers tells us more than Moses abilities of being able to speak. He said he couldn't speak. More than him being in the prime of life, he was an elderly person by the time he journeyed with the people of Israel. More than being a person full of confidence and great training to lead people, here is what the book of Numbers tells us that Moses possessed. Now Moses was a very humble man. More humble, Scripture tells us, than anyone else on the face of the earth. Friends, you want to be a leader of people? You want to be a great public servant? You want to be a great educator, a great boss, a great employee? You want to be a great church? And take on the call of our text and live as humble servants of Jesus Christ. It works in the real world. We don't have to practice being Christian folk on Sunday and then being real life folk the rest of the week. The call to faith is also the call to our best and most successful life in whatever we try to live out in the faith. Now Matthew says it this way in chapter 23 of his scripture. He says it this way. He says, the one who exalts themselves, well, they're going to get humbled. And the one who humbles himself, well, they will be exalted. You see the change? You see the shift? See what happens when we live out this call to faith, to humility. Yes, on the surface, it looks like we're bowing down and simply being a doormat to the world. But that is the very thing that exalts us in the image of God and helps us to live our most filled life of joy. When we lower ourselves, God raises us. When we empty ourselves to the world, friends, that's where we find true joy. I think that's what Paul meant when he said, it makes my joy complete to see you living out your life for one another. There's also a passage of scripture in the words of the proverb writer that says this in Proverbs 16, that the haughty spirit knocks us down. Pride goes before destruction. The haughtiness, thinking too highly of ourselves, is what comes before the fall. See, that's the opposite in many ways of humility. Being too prideful, thinking too highly, trying to raise ourselves in the eyes of others, and that's where we find ourselves falling in the image of the world around us. When we humbly approach the throne of grace, God lifts us up in His glorious gift of life and love. So yes, in the beauty of our call to faith today, we hear the words of Paul that tells us to strive to be less so that God will be more. But guess what else happens? Do you hear the transition in our text? That Jesus in verse 9, as he humbled himself, what was the response of God? As Jesus emptied himself in human form, becoming a servant for you, a slave for me. That at that response in verse 9, the scripture tells us, God highly exalted him above every name. See, that's the trick. That's the secret that we know as Christian people that the rest of the world hasn't gotten yet. And we need to share it. We need to show it. We need to proclaim it. That when we empty ourselves for the world, God exalts us in His goodness. In other words, it works in the real world. That's where we find our best life. When we lower ourselves, we're raised up. So friends, as we reflect upon the call of faith. I encourage you and me to go forth in every way that we can, humbly serving the world around us, making the joy of Paul complete, and the joy of God rest in our hearts and in the lives of all who meet us and are inspired by the humble service of Jesus in our midst. Thanks be to God in our Lord and Savior. Amen. As we respond in faith today, I'm going to ask you to stand with me and share in our Apostles' Creed as we reaffirm our faith in Jesus.